With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Glacier National Park officials say there has been no sign of a 66-year-old man who's been missing for over a week, and the trail where he was last seen is closed because of grizzly bear activity. Mark Sinclair of Whitefish was last seen on the Highline Trail on July 8th after leaving a vehicle with a dog inside at the Logan Pass parking lot. A Flathead County land use consulting company is suing the city of Whitefish, saying it violated Montana open meeting laws when it crafted its recently implemented affordable housing policy. Aaron Bolton has more.
Mary Flowers' land use consulting firm, Community Unity Consulting, filed the suit in Flathead County District Court on June 28th. The complaint alleges that two subcommittees that worked on the affordable housing policy held closed-door meetings, therefore violating state law.
It was impossible to really understand what was being offered in public and what was being considered behind closed doors.
City Manager Adam Hammett said Tuesday afternoon that the city had not been served any court documents related to the case, but said the subcommittees in question only conducted research for the Whitefish Strategic Housing Plan Committee.
For their review, consideration, and discussion, every single one of that committee's meetings were open to the public.
It's unclear when the lawsuit may move forward. Flowers is asking the court to void the city's affordable housing policy. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.
A third of Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines' financial support in the last 3 months has come from committees representing business, labor, and other interest groups, the vast majority located outside of Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Political committees, including PACs, have been a major funding source for Daines' reelection campaign since the early days of the 2020 cycle. According to finance reports filed to the federal government updated Monday, more than 42% of the nearly $3.5 million in contributions to Daines' campaign this cycle have come from committees. Over 57% of Daines' contributions have come from individuals. Daines' early spending shows he's not buying up TV ad time yet. He's spent over $140,000 the last 3 months on direct mailers. He spent several thousand more on online advertising on Google and Facebook. So far, two Democrats are seeking their party's nomination to challenge Daines in 2020. Helena Mayer Wilmot Collins, who entered the race in mid-May, reports raising just over $91,000 for his campaign. $1,000 of that came from the candidate himself. John Muse from Loma, Montana, has not yet filed any finance reports, having entered the race just last week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities say a man drowned while trying to save a dog that was swept away in a river in southwestern Montana. Hamilton Police Chief Ryan Oster tells the Ravalli Republic the accident happened Friday afternoon on the Bitterroot River in Hamilton. Authorities say the man, who has not been identified, was throwing a stick to his dog in a pool behind a diversion dam on the river. He apparently threw it too far, and the dog became caught in the current. The man and two other people tried to rescue the dog. Oster says the two other people made it back to shore, but the man and his dog floated away. A Hamilton police officer found the man's body downstream. The dog has not been recovered. I'm Megan Myskowski, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Authorities say a 56-year-old man who was working at a Helena group home is accused of raping an elderly resident who is deaf, blind, and unable to speak. The Independent Record reports that Zane Richard Frisbee has been charged with sexual intercourse without consent. Helena Police Department Interim Police Chief Steve Hagan identified the home where the rape took place as Hillside Group Home, operated by Westmont. Westmont officials did not respond to a call for comment Monday evening. A cell phone number under Frisbee's name is disconnected. It's not clear if he has a lawyer. Court documents say the group home's manager reported a sexual assault on July 13th. The documents say the manager opened the door to the victim's room and found Frisbee trying to rape the woman. Authorities in northwestern Montana are investigating the death of a man in Kalispell home as a possible homicide. Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hano says a man in custody on a separate charge is being questioned about the death of the adult male on Monday. Authorities did not identify the man in custody, the victim, or how he died. Hano says authorities responding to a call found the victim inside the home. He says the man had been assaulted and there may be more than one person involved. He says authorities are searching for a late 1980s or early 1990s blue Ford pickup truck that was seen leaving the home. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines says he collected over $1.3 million for his 2020 re-election campaign during the most recent fundraising period. In Montana's open U.S. House race, Democrat Kathleen Williams raised $430,787. Governor Steve Bullock's presidential campaign has raised more than $2 million since kicking off in mid-May. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Campaign finance reports filed to the federal government Monday detail Bullock's travel crisscrossing the country as he tries to break through the crowded field of more than 20 Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination. Bullock's campaign has spent more than $500,000 over the last month and a half. Video clips of Bullock's time in Iowa are often posted on his Twitter feed.
To me, it really is about winning back places that we lost in addition to bringing out folks.
MTPR reported yesterday that Bullock's campaign has agreed to reimburse the Montana Highway Patrol for incidental expenses related to a security detail accompanying the governor on out-of-state campaign trips. However, it's unclear when that reimbursement will happen or how much it will total. Tuesday is the final day for Democrats to make a push in the polls before the Democratic National Committee releases the list of qualifying candidates for the party's second round of primary debates in Detroit later this month. According to the website 538, Bullock has met the DNC's 1% polling requirement to qualify for the debate. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
U.S. officials tasked with carrying out federal public safety policy for tribes missed a deadline to provide input on legislation to curb violence against Native American women for a second straight month. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, a Republican, has set a July 8th deadline for Interior and Justice Department officials to offer positions and guidance on a slate of bills that aim to stem domestic violence, homicides, and disappearances of Native Americans on tribal lands. I'm Cassie Alexander, Montana Public Radio.